insight into the sugya of Tam Hebrew. I thought this today and tomorrow I'm going to try to finish up this whole sugya. And I'll say we should try to finish what we call Siv Beis. Siv Beis is very complicated. Siv Aleph is easier. I'll go back to Siv Aleph. That's the some new marriage. The comments, Mr. Hashem, those things will settle down. For the moment, we're still on our joyride through Tam Kiyiko. Okay. So, the Sefer called Nachlas David has Shitas Tam Kiyiko and Psochim. And he closed the Shita. I'll give you the Bermasa, to find it. The Shitas Rabbeinu Tam from page Kuf Lam and Vav. Until then, it's talking about Rashi. Let's see about Rashi. For the moment. Also Rabbi Natan Shita. He explains as follows. There is a remarkable question. Shara Anovim B'mayim V'nosin Tam Godol is the Lashon of the Rashba. Ki'ilu this Arif Bo Revius Yayin Loki. Wow. We always thought that we were very, how should we say it, quantitative. Quantitative. If there's a Revius or a Kazayas, you're Loki. That's called Tamu Mamosho. Right? We don't say Hefe Nepap Lios, so we go against Rebbe Tam. But neither, it's a standoff. Is that the best way to use it? Hefe is not Nepap Lios, Issa is not Nepap Lios, Hefe. A standoff. That's what they're saying, right? We don't say either direction. So you're left with a mixture. Part is us, part is mutter. You just have to calculate with your calculator how much of the issa you ate or drank. End of story. There's no ki'ilus. Ki'ilus is a very funny way to think. Ki'ilu means it's sort of what we'll call qualitative. As if. We kind of measure the measure how the taste is in that mixture of, we'll call it grapes and water, we want to ki'ilu this arab or revius yayin. As if, there's no revius yayin. There's no yayin at all. Right? All you did was you had grapes, and the grapes are soaking in the water. There's no wine. So you got to figure out, just you need to, it's an extra kfeil aramo, we'll get to that later, to figure out, now the grapes have been soaking in the wine for a significant amount of time. So, we're not going to count molecules, how many molecules of in effect, wine flavor came out into the water. Can't do that. You make a ki'ilu, as if there was a revius of wine spilled in. If that's the case, a person can get malchus, the lashon of the Ramban is Vishosa Batoch Hashir. And Ritva says, Vinos and Tam, Yayin Kede Revius Tochadechilas Pras. What does that mean? And Ein Mamosha means, there's only Tam alone. What does that mean? It's a qualitative Shir. It's not quantitative. So the Nachas Tav says of the Farish. And he has a fascinating interpretation. Unbelievable. I'll read it to you. Sinu smuchim besvarazu. Like this. Look. He has a concept. Kol mar v'reach. There's no me'ila. Okay. There's no isa rachila. There's no marish. There's nothing, no mamasha. That's a big problem. Big problem. So what do you do with it? The answer is that Isuri Achila are unique, are different. The nature of the Isuri Achila is Tam. 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 Amazing. Tam. We always think it's Achila, and the Tam is a sideline, side point. He says, no, the Iker is a Tam. The Raya, he has that the Vela Musrachas is Mutter with the Raisa. A Gid Anosha should really be Mutter. Because no time we pass, because this is Xeris Akasuf. And therefore, Mitzvah, I should say, Shibuloka, quote, Al Tam Shaniflat Mekazayas. Now, how do you measure this? How do you measure this? So, it's a good question. If it's we understand what quantitative is, how do you measure something like this? So the Chazon Ish talks about this in Siman Chav Dalet, the very beginning. Talks about the same thing. How do you measure this? How do you know? It says that the way to measure this is if the Tam is so strong. That the prohibition is whatever a kazayas, the taste that a kazayas would give you, whatever kazayas would give you, that's what's awesome. You don't need literally, we haven't said until now, you need literally a kazayas to be in there. So you ate the kazayas, shalom, that's it. He's saying, no, it's the amount of taste that a kazayas of chelev or tarfus would in fact give you. That's quite a new definition. It's a new definition.
Doesn't really answer the question.
How do you measure it? Right. There is no quantitative measure to this. It really isn't.
It's no different than the Mishnah of Azara, though.
We'll come to that later. Come to that. We'll come to that. Maybe tomorrow. I'll forget to that. I think we'll get to it today. Come to that. In any event, fine. Item number one for today. We'll come back in a minute. I'll show you that some later, more recent Achronim have an even more dramatic formulation of this. We'll see soon. We mentioned the Rash. The Rash had discussed the possibility of Chatzis Shir being Mutter B'Taruvus B'Daraisa. And the Kasha he asked against it was the Gemara in Masech Tchulin that Tzadik Chesem and Aleph. What do you do with that Gemara? So the Rash knocked out the possibility. So Rabbi Akiva Eger, or not Gemara, says no. The Gemara means chazit, means that it's usur in HaTorah before it's mixed in. Not after it gets mixed in. Before it gets mixed in. All the pshat. Before it gets mixed in. That's all the Gemara meant. That's all the Gemara meant. Okay. Now, keep it right on the spot. Otherwise, kazayas is also there's no isa d'oraisa in chatzis shir b'taruvus to quote the song. Okay, fine. That's a question. Interestingly, remember the Gemara has in the Masechta Pesachim the kazayas that feel as process d'oraisa. So after we see the Tosa says. Of course it's daraisa. Halacha Moshe, we've seen that. It means with taruvus. Of course, because I can express it as din daraisa. Halacha Moshe, we've seen that if it's bien. It means with taruvus, not with starich, because otherwise the first mission increases, could actually express. No one denies that, as we mentioned. So if that's the case, the Chazon Ish is going to say that in the Havamina, daraisi, yeah. Then, Chatzis Shir would be mutter, in fact, with the rice of the taruvus. That's exactly what the Gemara thinks. And it gives a lumpus why. It's lo chazal, it's tarufi. Chatzis Shir with taruvus, that's the exact price. So you eat, you'll never get. The Gemara has a reason for Chatzis Shir, so I'm chazal, it's tarufi, we're human. Because you keep, I have now Chatzis Shir, but if I keep, I'll have more. Here, if you eat at the normal pace, straight through, you'll never get to a chi of Malchus, a chi of Chorus, and you'll never get there. So it's not, that's why the Gemara thinks on a practical level, Chatzis Shir b'taruvus should be mutter. That's what the Gemara says at the very beginning. Okay? The Gemara of Tzadiches is the Maskana. No, it is the Oraisa. And why is it the Oraisa b'taruvus? Because it's a Balabatasha answer. True, right now, I have a Chatzis Zayis b'taruvus, and at the rate I'm going, I'll never get to the to the Kazayas, to get Malkus and Karas. But you know what? I can change my diet in the middle. Yeah. Right now I'm having Chela mixed into potatoes. Good. Delicious. Hey, this is so good. Ooh, forget the potatoes. I go right to the Chela and eat it straight. I'll have 3/4 of the Kazayas of that Chela straight and 1/4 of the Kazayas of Chela mixed in my potatoes. Bingo! Ha ha! Chosel Serufi. Well, they didn't think about that. They thought it was going to go straight. Well, you change your diet in the middle. That's the back and forth in the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim. That Mem Dalel Mem Dalel. That is Chizros D'Oraisa. Yes, explains what the happening was, what the Maskana was. It's because of the Sarufim. That's what explains what's going on. Interesting shot in the Gemara. In the Gemara. Oh. Fine. It's just to understand what this is all about. Now we're going to go a little bit further, and we'll come back to the story we said before. You know, Rabosai, isn't it true that we saw before Nikar Yisur? There's no bittul. We're going to discuss this at length. It's going to be next week. One of the most important topics of the whole year. How you define this? Nikar Yisur, not called Tarubis. Let's get to Siddalot for that. We're only up to Beis, and then go back to Aleph, and then we'll give it a short, we'll get the dollars hopefully next week. Okay? This one simon. Obviously, we have to cover a whole day. We ought to play catch up. So, let's go slow. So, it's a svara. And the question becomes, if it's such a good svara, who needs a pasuk? There's so many pasuk, we have mishras, yulei, nochrim. You know, just say misvara. And then how can you say, it's not the rice, it's nikarisi, you taste it. So the base of Levi is discussion. Base of Levi is in Chelik Aleph, Simon Lama Zayin, Osir Dalam. It's a very interesting answer based on something we spoke about last week. Namely, Tam Kiika the rice just tells you that you shouldn't think that taste divorced from Mamashus is Mutal the rice. Tam Kiika tells you the taste is also for the rice. Taste comes out of the meat, comes out of whatever is straight. Once we know that, then it's obvious to us that even if it's mixed into some other food, it's going to be also to Nikarei Yisur. That's what we wanted to toast up Kufi Beis with the Ritva there. That's what the Beis HaLevi says. However, we spoke about many Rishon disagree that if Tam Kikas Rabbanan, the taste itself is also Be'en. So then the question becomes, should be obvious, once we know Matmeim, also in the end, should be obvious that it gets mixed in, because it's Nikar Yisur. That's the kasha. Comes along the Nachas David, and we'll give you the remainder of his discussion. It is as follows. Nachas David has a lot to say here. Okay. Listen carefully. Listen. Lo nira lehavi svara klal sheyaser haTorah hatam lechud. He says, Rabbi Natan, tells him, how can it be? It's not the Eibel Mamish. There it's Yisrael Noam. Yisrael Achil doesn't exist. How can Yisrael Achil? There's nothing there. They're Eimah Mamish. Only they're eating through the potatoes. So Rabbi Natan had one way out of this one. Only one way out. The Chazina, the Kopet Torah, Tama, Shmamino, Tahet, the Nebuch, Leos, Isser. Went to the other extreme. Murdered. You can't be chayav and davar she'eino mamish. Says the Nachas David, Rabbi Natan, that the only alternative is the potatoes and the substrate. Because if it's only the taste and the potatoes, that's eino mamish. So you have to go to the other extreme and say that's what forced Rabbi Natan to say had the nepach liyazizer. Quite an amazing chiddush. Amazing chiddush. Okay, that's what it means. That's what Rich says. That's Pshat. And Rashi says that his bottle, he didn't mean his bottle. you can feel it, you can taste it. But it's Eva Mamish. It's Eva Mamish. So Rabbi Natan says, that's exactly how Chokos Tam Kikana. Rashi agrees with his grandson. Because I'm not a Paskin. The grandson said, had the Nebuch Yisus, and Rashi said, we don't pass it away. So you don't pass it away, I sneak her there, it's Eva Mamish. Kol Marvarech. Maybe it's Yisra HaNoz, or Yisra HaChila. Ein Bo Mamish. That's what he says. That's what Bottle means. That's what it means. The Chiddush is, of Tam Kikar, Yesh Chiyu Va'onesh Afal Achilas Tam Belua Umurura. Amazing Chiddush. This is the Vart. So, it's quite amazing. Again, I told you in a few minutes, I'll show you. This is found on page Kuflam and Gimlet, one of the book later on. This Nakuda. Fascinating. Goes over to Kuflam and Dalam. Zer Mashin Yazdaiti, the Bira Shua called the Rashi. Rashi says, it's impossible. Impossible. Those who hold Tangir's Rabbana, right? So it's one of two. They don't hold that those who do less than Masha. So then you have to have these two choices. Head the Nebuch Kulo, right? Quote the Rashi, the other way around, past the time because they're up on it, don't sneak her, Eimah Mamish. There's no Yisra Achil, that's something which is floating in the air. With the taste of meat is floating in the potatoes. Floating, the time is floating. That's what he says. Quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. Now, Rabosai, there is a Rashi in two places where he discusses the idea of Kedai's Bidas Prasna, Lachol Moshe Misina. Lachol Moshe Misina. It's interesting that the Chavos Das in Sitkot Gimel, this is a very lengthy piece, which we'll be part of, says that the Halachol Moshe Misina teaches us that if it's Kazayas Vechilas Pras, then it's not Potel in the Tarubis. That's what he says. The Furish Chavos Das has not Pshat and Rashi that way. Others disagree. I didn't think the Chavos Das was correct either. According to the Minchas Baruch, who says, that's not what Rashi meant. Rashi meant the sheer chazaz v'echilas pras of the din d'oraisa. Halacha Moshe Misina. But that has nothing to do with b'tarubis. Tarubis just apply that, but that is the halacha l'moshe misina that the sheer bitul is v'echilas pras. There's no such thing. It's just not true. Again, others may say it is true. Chavos Das said it's true. Others say it's not true. And according to the Rashi, so Yom has to be true. But the Rashi did not sound like he said that. I also thought the Rashi never meant that. Didn't mean it. What's the time? Why is it taka asur? So the Rashi and the Rashi boy, you taste it. Chech atam, pasuk in eel, as we said before. Fine. So once again, remember, came to Hilchos Challah. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Tam lo b'mosho, ein lo k'nolav." Okay, even a tam because the raisa, and I quote is the words of the Rash. I guess it's the Rosh of the Paschala. Hatam also kemamish. What does that mean? One of the sources, Rabosai, for tam kika the raisa is Giulei Midyan. Right? I dare you to explain to me how is even Giulei Midyan had the Nebuch Liyosis. Well, you see, if you don't kasha the pot, you have a problem. That could be a problem without the Nebuch Liyosis. Everyone follow me? I have a tray for pot. It had to do with the chazah from Midyan. And you have to kasha it. Good. So we know if you don't kasha it, the food is tray. How do you know that that had the Nebuch Liyosis? There's no source of Giliyako. It doesn't make sense. How can it be? Maybe it's Tam Kika, yeah, it's also. But you don't get the Malkus on Kazayas Min Ha Tarubis. That's a great kasha. The answer is again, Ein Bo Mamish. So Ein Bo Mamish, so it's all or nothing. It's either it's all usur or nothing is usur. In between is impossible because it's floating in the air, Ein Bo Mamish. This is how the Nachas Dov explains all these discussions. Now I show more recent. This you can look up yourself. But I want to show you something which you are. People that are. Who's ever learned Nachman's David? Baba Kama. Yeah, but not really Baba Kama. But see, some people don't even know. But it's a much more recent sefer that everybody knows. Everybody knows it. And that's why sometimes we see the more recent Svarim, the people in our generation relate to it better. Watch. Kovet Shiur. Because everybody knows. Look what he says. Goes to Raivin, which this we saw. Kolheta mekabel tam and isa tam isa nikabo timasa zui hakaroso chech ofa yitam lo ein chashivas ofa le betam. What does that mean? This means tam isa lo yis batal. Have a nikar. Ava dayan lo mehetan nasa isa lashidas rashi. According to that man diyama. Right? Efsha. Okay, when the chazina the man diyama ein begini benosa tam. Ein bemeshum isa acher rak isa gid. Hachi rechmona. Nimsa. Kol advar masur v'yisal mamish who rak aydei atam. That's exactly the custom. Otherwise, that would give people the mind. No time. Hamamish greida la'olam ein bo yisam. Yeah, wow. The definition of achisal is only time. Well, that's not what somebody really said, but no, in more brisker generations, we phrase it more pointedly, right? In kenen hevdel im hamamish shel yisur o shel heter. It's irrelevant. I mean, this is like almost nihilistic. But the olam atam osa mamish. Atam osa amamish. The world is backwards. That's what Raivin says. En chashivas ovel ele betamen. Those are exactly the words. I told you those five words. That's really the most important words. That's the Raivin quotes from the Raivin. Fine. That's only for achila. Not for anah. Uve emes. Look at this. Ken rishinus arayvin. Tlinin hanah. Lo amina tam ki ikar. It's true. The Rosh and Avodah Zarah quotes this, I think it's on the Ma'amar Kos, quotes the Raivin, that you do not apply tam ki to Yisurah Hanah. It's limited to Macholas Hasuras, because by definition, their Easter is tam. Easter Hanah is undo tam. Avodah Rosh Aran quotes the tam ki to the Raivin, the Ben Lachil Ben Lahanah, will she do any mask for tam, shall arrive in the ikar Easter? That's all Tosfos exactly is crossed the Raisa. People welcome to Lekan Asinas Tam, Rak Ben Amino, Lo Bemino, so the Shach Tam shall arrive it. May holds the Raivin, holds like the Rash. That is the Raisa, if you've been Bemino, that called the seventh Shita, perhaps. In any event, you see Klor, what he said is amazing. Everything's backwards. I mean, that's not what it meant, but he didn't say it so pointedly. When it comes to Macholas Asuris, the Easter is the time. The Mamish, go along with it. Yeah.
I heard
Rav
Asher say it's a Rambam, it's a Mitzvah.
Says this? Wow, you show it to me? Okay. I'm happy it should be a Rambam. Good. That's not only a Nachas Dovid, not only a Kovat Shur, it's also a Rambam. Wonderful. Okay, you'll show me where it is and we'll put it on the board. Okay, fine. That's what he says.
Okay,
hold on. Let's see. How do you go straight? Okay. Always a doch and a matzah. Da-da-dum. This is a pace of the Gesugi. We're holding with Rosh Chodesh El. We're now discussing Chometz and all this stuff. Just trying to get to the main point. Yes, sir.
Could you separate the two out post-factum, meaning if you have Tam Kikr of Basa Bechol, it would be only Hasa Be'achila, not Hasa Be'anah?
Oh, very good. So the answer is, to explain the other, you've shown them, they can hold from Rabbi Chonah's whole Maracha. But they say once something is Hasa Be'achila, it's automatically Hasa Be'anah. That doesn't mean the answer. Otherwise, it's very shver. You're right. You are very correct. Let's probably get to this point. It's unbelievable. Isu v'isu kagami. Chatzi zayis chele v'chatzi zayis dam. Shebolu zemizem. Unbelievable, Rabbi Chonah. Efshin loka shtayim. What? One Kazayas get two Malkus. Do you believe this? Mishim Chel and Mishim Dam. Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. Wow. The Koshia Mikmi Chel and Mikmi Dam. Shem Tam Kika. Wow. Wow. Had the amazing. Wild. That's why I meant to come out according to this logic. Yeah, it has Tam Chel, it has Tam Dam. So you have to get Malchus twice. Great point. I'm just letting you know this is what comes from these risk of formulations of these principles. If you think maybe a little bit too far to go. Let's open the poster of us. I back it up. Saudi Testament after Rebbe Orleans. I haven't really touched him yet. Saudi Testament now. Third line. A rabbi of Yosef Yolin, a mefarat avagab, the tam kikers, a raisa lo loki atam afilish lo bevino, have you opened a son of the kabakiva, the old tam kika beguli akum, the let Allah say, have you boesh, the mass of libunago? And when the tam says no, you should say, ahadrinali isure, heaven. I both say, you read Pasha Tvei already. Well, everything I quoted last week, you know by now. Hemis, Kulbish Rashi, by now, I still don't know it. I sure hope so. The quotes over here, the psukkah we just learned. My goal is the Ove Suliam of Doshim. So for this, our boy, I get it from Tisbach, Velo Giza. Behind the Tamish of the Ahadrili Yisuri, Lo Sava, Lo Soglos. They're both in Parshas Re'ei. One's at the beginning, one's at the end. For those who paid attention to the Kriyas HaTorah. Yul Adami Kolka, Hasa Mashma, the Vali, the Ahadrei. Vachi Kama, Tisbach, Zavichai Tadu Lecha Bekotchen, Shemimu, Velo Giza. Here it's not so obvious that it's Ahadrili Yisuri. That's a Machlokas, Rabosef, Rabbi Yosef, Yosef, Yolins, and the Rabbi Natan. Fine. Fine. Others say that it's derived from other sources, not Geulei Akum, but the source is applied to the Nazir only, Mishras, for example, and we derive other areas either Kabachomer or Hekesh, Midinah, and Enon Shenadin. You can only get Malchus by Nazir, but nowhere else. They don't use the same phraseology throughout many Rimi Olin, there many time. But they say basically the same thing. There's a problem, Rav Osai. There's a problem in the Gemara in Tzvachim. This I want to show you on the screen because it's all about Makomas, but you don't all have it in front of you. Let's see what it says. It's important to see this inside to be able to figure out the kasha and what the pterets might be. Okay, the Gemara has a Masechta Zvachim as follows. Watch this. The Gemara's Lashon in Masechta Zvachim of Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Watch this. The Gemara says, Potter. Shmamina, nose and tamarol, lav daraisa. The fact that you're Potter means not daraisa. In fact, Rabbi Kiva Eger, what? What kind of rai is that? Koshali, tosis chul, and rimi olins, afim tam kika daraisa. Bikom, bikom, lo lucky, tadirak I say. Can hucha the Marilyn Malchus shapar mina the bottle for this shirak I say the tam kikur. What do you mean it's not the right? You better believe it's the right, sir. There's no Malchus. It's a malde kakasha. Kivega asked in the zvacha my ches and kiyin hashas against the Rimei Orleans. That's a great kasha. Great kasha. So again, we go back to Chazon Ish. He's the main man here today. Yeah, it's right in front of you. We quote the Gemara. Shema minos tamaro lav daraisa. How do you know? Because you're putter. Putter is no malchus. What do you mean? What do you mean not daraisa? It's the Raisa with no Malkus. That's what Rimei Elie says. It's just, in the Tam Kitya, the Raisa with no Malkus. I mean, it's a great kash, a bombshell kash. Chazanish is Chavdal Zekon Gimel. Yeah. What's the answer? Haine wa filu betamu ma mosho. Tov shlokash brachi ayri. Hagona b'chi vege gina shas es. Kod Rimei Elie. Tam Kitya in Olase. What's the Raya? Yeah. No, he's a kashan of kiveka. Betema, the betamo ma moshe kamina. Lomer biyochan behedya avarazara samach zayin the lokin. Lomer pesach memdal manav kadar chizpras doraisa. And therefore, he's saying as follows: that the Rimei Elie said his piece when there's no tamo ma moshe, and the gemara in Zvachim is where is tamo ma moshe. So therefore, the kiveka's kasha is no kasha. Is no kasha. What's the lumbus over here? That the pasuk tells you that time is the base of Levi said. The pasuk tells you that time is asur. Misvara, it's not batel. So Mamela, my mosho is not batel, Mamela yaloka. That's automatic. That's automatic. The svara is to teach that the time counts. But the mamosho, we know mamosho counts. And the fact that it's not batel, that's the svara. So Mamela, you get malchus even according to your needs. Wow. It's amazing. I read it again. He says, "Patama b'mamosha kaminon." If Yochanan is beferish loke, so what the Rimei Elie is going to do with that? No, Rimei Elie is molded to that. He's molded to that. He only says this piece by Tom King with no mamosha. That's what he said. What he said. Wow. Fine. Another amazing svar over here. Listen carefully. Kiveg is kasha. Yeah. That is. The tamu ma mosho now in stopping bo abayim psoch of a nazir. We mentioned a few minutes ago. Who kazayas b'chay achilus prastar aiso? Maybe even. No. Rabbi Yochanan said it. Rabbi Abayim wasn't specific about it. Even star for the Echiz Pras, yeah. And the Bekotchim, Luchule Al Matam Kigur Doraisa Bekor the Yigdash. Bekotchim is different. Bekotchim is different, Rabbi Osai. There's no suffering in the Smart Psachim. To understand very well, here we're talking about Kotchim. Mesetl Zvachim, Rabbi Osai, not Mesetl Chul. You know, they call Mesetl Shechitas Chul, they call it Shechitas Kotchim. So by Kotchim, Rimei Elie to be molded. It's another possible answer. More than that, some suggest that the Rimei Elie only said, who's he arguing with? Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan quotes him in Sefer Yosh. He was a Kadman. Rimei Elie was a long, an early Rishon. Rabbi Natan quotes him in Sefer Yosh. Rabbi Tam, he was on a first name basis, you know. He says, you want to tell me Hevdach Nebuch Lias Yisr? Even if you're right, there's no Malkus on that. No Malkus Hevdach Nebuch Lias Yisr. But on the original Yisr, there is Malkus. Again, another possible answer. You follow? These are the possible answers according to what the Rimei Elie really said. He never said it by Kotchim, or he never said it when his Mamash was there, or he only said it with respect to the head of Nebuchadnezzar, it's an aspect of the Rabbein Atam. But the original Isser is what the Gemara is talking about in that final Chesem and Aleph. And that's why, so there's another problem. The Mishnah says, you have Yotze Dechil Matzah, with Kazai is Dover. How can that be? If Tam Ki Ika is not, it's no Malkus, but it's not the real thing, it's very good. It may be Osir and the Raisa, but how do you get to be Kula? To the yotzei the mitzvah, same answer. You only yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. You have the kazayis of dogon. The chizus is not butter. Again, so that the what we call before the standoff. On the standoff, you would get malchus according to this interpretation. Only the extension of hetanad b'chliyas yisur. That's where Rabbi Natan said you get Malkus, and Rabbi Yossi really is meant to differ on that extension. That's what the Farshim explain. Fine. There's one more Nakuda, Rabbi Osai, which is comparable, maybe two, which are comparable to the issue of, we said before, of Isa Hano. And that's what we call Kabbalah's Tumah. Kabbalah's Tumah. What's the Kabbalah's Tumah? We read the Rash inside last week, where the Rash said that Tam Kiga works for Macholas Asuris, not for Tumah. Not for Tumah. Which makes, of course, perfect sense to us. Perfect sense to us. That it only works with respect to Achila because of the Svarah of the Nachas David and the Kovat Shurim, the Rambam, the Mitzvah, perhaps says something similar. That's a unique thing in Chos Achila. As we said before, the Tam is the only consideration, really, as the B'chon phrased it. But don't do a Tumah. So the case of the Rash Tzulyam, we're talking about Tumah. You touch this, and that Tumah, so you wouldn't say Tam Kig over there. It's interesting that the Mekor Chaim, the Nesivis, in his same person as Chavaz Das, has a seed check for Steris. He says over there, in this introduction to Simon Tov Membeis, he thinks that Tam Kig would apply to Tumah as well, against the Rash. So I want to throw in, what's talking about Pesach? Bayera. Is it Bayera? So let's say no. Look at Bayera. There's nothing here. For taste, yes, but not for Bayera. Not everybody agrees to that. Not so simple. Fascinatingly, it's a bit of a problem. Because the Makor Chai himself agrees with the Chok Yaakov against the Pre-Chodesh and the Chazanish and others. They say you are over it. He says you're not over it. So if you're not over by your role, the Kapella, why does it work for Tumah? Those two seem to go together. They're non-Achila considerations. That's a problem which I have with this, but I want to get to the next topic, so we're going to put this aside for the moment. Okay. Narabosai, we have to get to a couple of small things and then get to the big things. We had opened a sefer on Thursday, but it was called the Megillah Sefer. So I want to say a few things that he says before we get to open the Shulchan Aruch Pi'iyun and see what to make of Siv Beis, what's remaining. Siv Beis are not finished yet. I told you. Like tomorrow we never finish the Siv Beis. My book of Crook. I get the Siv Aleph. But we're not finished yet. Okay. I'm going to give you the page numbers over here briefly. Page Kuf Tes Zayin. Remember we had the discussion of, because as it is pras, is it purely technical? How fast you can, you know, how much you eat? But if you eat quickly, so the fair shirash, that even though it's not that ratio, if you're a fast eater, you would get, you know, malchus and the works. Well, no. It's a sheer of bittul. Now, obviously we had the Rashi of Rabbi Mimino, but the Rambam seems to say Rabbi Mishael Mimino. It's a sheer in bittul. A sheer in bittul. Fascinating. You know, can you put this on the screen? Can you do this? What has this? Say it's called Megillah Sefer. Wash it, the Talmid is inside. Why not? He writes very beautifully. The print is clear. So, two pluses. So the Rambam is the one who says, I'll read you his words and we'll see you later on the screen. Everyone else is against the Rambam. The Rambam holds, She'ein, Kedash, Mechilas Pras, Kamir Yochlenu, Bekoach, Umayer, Lo Yishayev, To Yisur Butter. Yisur Butter. Right? So the question becomes, if that's the case, you able to get it?
It's the right page.
You're in there already?
Working on
internet's going to stop working. Thank God we still have
storm materials.
What happened?
We're working on it. Depends on how off the pages are. It's cool.
14 pages off.
14 pages off.
130.
30 or what?
There you go. Okay. Skyler's on the ball. Okay. Let's take a look. We'll start. The Gemara we saw of Sadi Chesem and Aleph, plus in. So to zal the Bishur de Rabbanon and Chashios of Benatom. Ubevur. Shemoy Gazai Shal Tarva lo hoya bezalza bezeh. Af al gav she Gazai Shal Tarva bishloshim Gazaisim Shal Tvosar ein bezashir she Gazai Shal Tvosar. Uvachil beta is ain't ochel because that shalim. And about chatz shir. We saw 30. Forget about that. That's I was off by a little bit. Okay, fine. Even though it's not the Taruvah's share that says pras, who also says he ate it. The boy, even called the Rabban and the Ran, Tangiz the Rabbanon, who be stomach of Ravashi and Marbury, the Ravashi sub, okay? Hani made him a Tamil of Mamasha, of the Tabu Umamasha, ain't no bottle, kind of Chelem Shinimok, Nefshim the Mamashas. We spoke about the mismatch today a little bit. The Lachainim, who had no fill, Kazai's Chelem. Beautiful. It's a problem. Why? Easter is bottle. Even the Shir Shalom is bottle. Who has this kasha? The Chazanish. The Nidchak Liashim, here it's gone, because of the Docha. It's a pretty good to say about the Chash of the Docha, but all right, if you have a Gila Sev, you can say it. Yeah? Heyos uvekotchim, tam ki ika doraisa, the ika man the yoma, the bechol ha-torah, tam ki ika doraisa, but no for shir shole, lo hoya ma bravashim vizal lo lishar vishloshim, the rak b'glash and no for chatsi shir, chosh alohokal b'zeh. His father told him, No, even Chatzis Shir Semen Torah beKodshim Tam Kikas Dorais. Kiveges is Kasha, and as I told you this before, what's a little loma? The Kavonas and Gemara Shemistaklem Al Tchila Sanafila Lifnei Nisarev. V'Yaf Agav Darash Nisarev Ein Hevdo Ben Chatzis Shayev Sizayev Sholim Kevin Enough of Shloshim Zayev Shabosa Let It Express. Yeah, called the Rabbit Bottle. Avle Hevdo Lukol Manafila. It's against the Rash. True, the Rashi and Tzvulio prove from this Gemara that Chatzis Shir Osu Ben HaTorah Gam Shuv Betarubis, as we saw earlier. Right, we read that inside in the Rashi last week. If you know Ma'ashai Nidon, who called them Hanafila Nidchei Tzvay Osu Yeshlova Da'ach Hanafila Bemes Chatzis Shir En Osu Ben HaTorah Kem Shuv Betarubis V'Kavonas Ravashi Osu Ben HaTorah Kodem Hanafila En Kodem B'Kivega. Says the Megillah Sevi, makes an editorial opinion. Who's right? The Rashi of Kivegan. Who's right? Rishon the Ranachman. Who's right? Says the Megillah Sevi. Gam b'sfarin uva. Kev and achi and afila enshem hevdom v'chatzizai zizai shalom madua shishtan adinam v'maich b'slonu v'mashi akodem an afila. He thinks the Rashi is right and Kivegan is wrong. Wow. Ends up, it seems to be with a kasha. Gam b'shver. Am I right? So far, I don't see he gives an answer over here. I don't see an answer. But to pile on, he throws on, he's, you know, Gedolei Olam can ask Kasha against Rambam. So I'm not such a Madrega. But these people are, they can editorialize against the Rambam. So he does, watch this. And it's really based on Chazanish, but you'll see. Pesachim. Donovan Kazazi Express, Dorais in love. Abai, what's the Loma? That's the Chazlav Dorais. Remember? Because I is very huge pras, but I saw bias. This Kashua tells him another lamb involved. Abai holds Tam Kiga Daraisa, Daf Kufres. And also Sukhim Sokhim holds Tam Kiga Daraisa, called Abai. That's a Chespas, not Daraisa. How you have Malchus on Tam? What's going on over here? What's going on? Great Kashua. Great Kashua. The Tirtz of Hashem Rashba. So I hope you saw the Bar Makomis. The Mashkachas of Ofen, watch this. She'ochel bevas achas as kol ha-kazayah shel tam. Bol ha-kazayah shel tam yayin be-kazayahs. Ve'ol shel pas. Ve'ochel ha-kol bevas achas. Ate the whole thing. Ate the whole thing. He ate quickly. This all works with every other issue, but you're going to see what's happening. What the Rambam, you're going to be stuck. Hikshah Chazanish, Sivkot Vov. It's a technical question. What's the kavana? Shebetarovas leolam and siruf lemalkus, aval leisur and a butel. As the Rashbam said, Yilkeh, that's great. But according to the Rambam, the Kazaz and Tzfas, who gvul ashir shabat l'baro, it's not a matter of how fast you're eating. This is a lump de shavar, and the less the proportion is bat l'baro, we'll see later. Rambam has this concept called batal be'otzim meyuto. We'll get to that probably next week, or maybe, I don't know, I'm trying to be realistic. We'll get to it. That the Rambam has this new concept, otzim meyuto, and then because that's because fast could be one criterion in this measurement. Okay, we'll see soon later. And because that's because fast of the Raisa, Hakavana Shalaola Batal Barov. In Cain, and we all clan of Vasaka, see a potter. Came and she is a bottle. Tipsy Kushta Tosis, Echitom and Shabai Tam Kiki the Raisa. Came to ask his press, love the Raisa, only is a bottle Barov. Tremendous cash. The Rambam, he's trying to defend the Rambam. Baruch Hashem, defend the Rambam. What's defend the Rambam? Udas Rambam Chayovim Loma. Shall Abaye Shetam Kigad Daraisa Apirish Het the Nepach Liyisur. Maybe the Het the Liyisur. All bets are off. Not about no tzibur for him. Every little molecule is awesome. Can you Shall Abaye Atzma? I might pligi Rabbon Alei the Rabbi Lezer B'chut the Rababli. B'chaticha shebolo tamiser o b'shor anav b'mayim v'kibul amayim tamen anavim abak shekolecha liatzmo v'nivlal kelo b'meduchas v'kupus ein lesor machmasam kiger only because of the last year's press merit v'chein tzor liashim v'san gemor l'atzi v'shon v'asov v'divin tam kiger nema shehetan nebab liyisr merit it's only if it's memuzo it's cooked together it's soaked together but it's just mixed together, then you wouldn't say it. That's what he says. Quite a remarkable idea. Okay, but he succeeded. He defended the Rambam, Baruch Hashem. I get to the next page. Can you do that? There must be a better way to do these things. Last year we had a better way to go to the next page. Oh,
that's awesome.
Oh, it's Hebrew books and that's Baruch Hashem. Next time. I don't know what these things mean, but okay. Then he has another shayla. Actually, there's another shadow. One psalm was a discussion. Because I think this is a rice or not. Umadul o chichu mi amish to peg beis the chalam. Mechitaz vi es dogan. Yosef was in the Pesach. How can I be the rice? How can Yosef be some matzah? That's enough in the Mishnah. Kozo chaz in Mishnah got beis. The only one way out. She medubu of a oven she ochel bevas achas kizai is dogan. Lo yadei tziruf. As Tosis knows, Lamed Vav Hashem Rashba, you ate in one shot. You ate so much of this matzah that included it a kazayas of wheat as well as the orez as part of the matzah itself. Very nice. Adai in Yikshul Das Rambam kazayas is pras lav dorais apirishu shul olam bottle berov v'gam yochas as masachas yepoter hishlo chiyach yamishle bechala says we have pras is dorais. Chazanish says, "Kashi is going up," and he ends up with a tzarachia. So he ran out of tricks. We tried to defend the Rambam. We tried to defend the Rambam. He seems to have run out of tricks. Okay, what can we do? He ran out of tricks. Fine. Once we hear about, I just want to finish up this one page, and then we'll open the Shulchan Aruch. Get to the real stuff. This is just don't. Like that was worth the shiur, but it's okay. It's tomorrow. The Da'as HaRashba. Mamoshes had no senes tam, ena b'teilu l'chuli alma. That's not called tam kikar, that's the ikar mamosh. V'anidon al tam kikar im os midaraisu al tam l'lo mamoshes. He writes in his chidushim, as opposed to Torah's Abayi, that's what it means, who's roa b'sheh, yeah, and in Torah's Abayi, af al gav, look carefully. D'mar b'mei hatmeim, the rabbis, Tzira Berotva.
Fine. What's pshat? Didn't mean that. That's what I thought he meant. But I didn't mean that. What did he mean? Kavana. Shmadama tamkiyat rabbana hatsir botel berov. The first what we called this with the writ for the Yehuda. They didn't mean that. He meant botel berov. Lamrosh shunos and tam. The dafkam amoshes and osenas tam chashuva shodes botel berov. Hashenkin tam lo amoshes botel berov with the bitel berov asinan ala. Very nice. Beautiful, beautiful word. I think it's correct. We spoke about this last week. The Ritva and the Rashba are saying two different things. Two different things. The Yuzbar, Kima Sherachlun the Kamano Shitzayim, as mentioned last week, Shemashe in the Sina Satam, Eno Bispatel, Eno Machmashe de Atam Hukar HaIsr, which is a Poshim Shah. Elohu Inyan Shel Chashivus. Remember last week? Maybe not. That was Suzanne. If we did, we'll turn the page somehow or other. But okay. What's the Raya? The Raya says a married the Raya. We mentioned this last week. We saw those footnotes in the Rashba. The Afil the Mandamatam Kiker, the Rabbanon, the Kongo, the Rabbi Yehuda, in the middle of the bottle. Hatam Ayotze Meachaticha, oh, so it's called a Chatichas, Shen Mina, Midoraisa, hold in the middle of the bottle. Where's even the Rashba? I feel tell you the Rabbanon, Sarah Hatzir Bittel Barov. Have you been meaning Osir Atam, Ayosim and Mashu came and shared a bottle? Rabbi Kivega says, so we mentioned last week, called the Rajva, Tamil Lav the Raisa, Idi Bittel Barov on the top. So far, so good? So far, so good. Kivega claims that the Rav disagrees. Rav disagrees. How does he know? How does he know? How does he know? How does he know what the Ran explained? Rava, Lanitzra Ella, the Tamil of the Kachim Aser, said the Ran, Ashi Shishim. Listen carefully. The Ran explains, the Goan called the Rabbi Yehuda, that Min Bimino is not Batel. If it came in the time, Kigas Araisa, Hayaroi Shlolish Batla Tam, the Chidush Torah. That's what the Ran said. Did we see the Ran this week? Quite sure we saw this Ran. You want me to see it again? He made a proof from this Ran. If Tam Kiikar is not the Raisa, ain't a Tam Sarah Bittel Klal. He was called the Yehuda. The Min Bimino is not bottle with Mutbi Mutter. This is against the Rashba. Because the way the Kiva understood the Ran, he's saying that. If Tanki is the rice of the problem, called the Rabbi Yehuda ben Bimino. Otherwise, not. That's what I understood around. He says, no. Not true. Not true. All the Rav meant was something different. Rav didn't mean it. Kavana Sarvan Rak. The Mashin is Chadesh ben Bimino, Alib Rabbi Yehuda. Shein Abatel Klal. The Zenema Rak ben Mamoshes O Betam. The Mandam Atamki is the rice. That Tam Dino Kim Mamoshes. But, watch this now. The matamik is lav the raisa v'atam ein dino k'mamoshes lesser be'eno mino b'nesinas tam. That for sure is true. Who adin the eino os the b'mashu b'mino? Doesn't answer it. Doesn't answer it. I'm levitzov about the barov. Very strange thing you said over here. Even though according to Yehuda, Min Bimino is not bottle. That's a tremendous chiddush, Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That klal is only by Moshes. That klal applies to Tam if Tam is the Raisa, and does not apply to Tam if Tam is not the Raisa. Nothing to do with Bittul. So the reason that it's the Chiddush only applies if time can use the rice. Let me read one more time. Look one more time. You gotta read what he said carefully. Have a look inside, please. Look inside. It's a Chiddush. Konda Yuda, Bemino is not battle at all. When did Yuda say, who knows the source? Dama Par, Dama Sir, right? Everyone knows? It's going to come up soon. That's the source. Dama Par, Dama Sir, there was Mamushas of Dam, Apar, Mamushas, Dama Sir. So even though one is more, the Par is bigger than the Sir, it's not battle. That's his source. What did Rabbana say? That's only by Kotch, only by Kobanus. Right? That's for Farish. Okay, watch. Look careful. He says that Chiddush comes from Dama Parva Dama Sar, was said by Mamosh, it's for sure. Or, but Tam, if Tam is the Raisa, then Tam is like Mamosh's. Kolom de Shavart. But if Tam is not the Raisa, and Tam is not Mamosh's, less of Eno Mino, but it's seen as Tam, so too, it does not Asim Mamashu Mino. And guess what? It's Bittul Barov. I have Bittul Barov for Bittul Barov. No! Now, if Bittul Barov for Bittul Barov, if it's either Mamoshes or Tam, the Mandama, Tam, Gigan, the Raisa. But yes, a quiz question. Maybe I'll ask from the beginning. Quiz question. Where do you find Bittul Barov? Min Bimino Konda Yuda. If you ask me before today, never. My answer is sometimes. I think it's multiple choice. Always, sometimes, never? Sometimes. What's the sometimes? It's a unique case. Where it's only Tam and not Mamoshes. That's a real shot. He tries to bring a right. His guy's a little bit hairy. Haraya lekach, the behem shem dvarav, cause of Iran, the few have been a tam, hasov at the tam you the raisa, gam bechulin, mashahutzrach rov alomar, but it's for el tam you the bekotchim aser. So what did Tosa say? Lav dachu. What did they pshat Rashi mashu? And they read first Rashi never meant. I'm not going. What did the Ran say? What did the Ran say? Hayne mishum the bemin bemino, eino oser atam bemashu. Ela bekotchim velo bechulim. What's going on? What did he say? Uvuvum edivri aran. Tafilu im tam osev ve'em emino at shishin. Come on, Moshes. Bechol zos yesh loma. De bemino eino osev v'mashu aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Tachidash ramin bemino v'mashu nemar rak al mamoshes velo al tam. Chazer again. Ron says later on Kodesh Rabbeinu Tam. When Rava says Kochim, because Min Bemino does an Asim B'Mashu only by Kochim and not by Chulin. What do you see? What do you see? If Tam Ases Be'Eno Mino to Shishim, as Rabbeinu Tam says that by Moshes. Nonetheless, Bemino it does not Asim B'Mashu according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says Mefarish. So Kavachol and Tam Gigal Lav Doraisa the Yeshlama the Tam Eino Osa the Mashu Bemino Keshem She Eino Osa Ad Shishim Beino Mino. I'm a bit the Rav Dalam Bina. He mentioned Bemino. I hold this. It's beautiful this way. Ad Khan the Holy Megillah Sefer. We have to now open the Shulchan Aruch. Very nice. We go to other things, but the Shulchan Aruch is more important. And now we have to get to the core inyan of these sugyas. The core, the real core. The main thrust of Sif Beis, we only spoke about fleetingly so far, is a double machlokes between the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch Ramah. The Shach is not afraid to say about these people that they're wrong, and to say it for Tokef. He says it both about the Shulchan Aruch and about the Ramah. And the Shach is consistent, internally consistent. The Shach holds that Tam Ki Ikar means if you taste treif, it's no good. And with this token, he argues on the two things which are found in Siv Beis. One, we already spoke about. Let's open up and see inside. We'll go out of order. We'll see the Shach Siv Kot Ches before the Shach Siv Kot Vav. All right? On both sides, follow along with me. Open up, please, to the Simon Tzad Ches Siv Beis and the two Shachs. What's this? What's the Shach of Kod Ches? The Iv, the last part of the base, which is a direct take from the Rashba of Befevish. The Im, this Arev v'mino v'she'eno mino, v'nishpach, v'inyan, she'en yechom labot alav v'sharo, v'noda she'erubo heter, mimino, so there's no rubo problem, ro'en et she'eno mino kilo'eno, okay, v'ashar, whatever's up to the mino, mino rabo labo mevatlo. So I have three ingredients over here. I will call them, we'll say as follows. There's X of Iser. There's Y, which is greater than X, of Heter. Now they're mixed into Z, the soup, and we're not sure if the soup has Shishim or not Shishim. Spill that. Says the Rashba, the quote of Mechaber, forget. So on the level of the, if you know the rules, Tamki of the rice is fake of the rice of the chumra. No, it's fake of the rice here. Why not? You know why not? Because since Y is greater than X, there's no fake of the rice. That's what the Mechaber says. What? Let's read. Let the Shach speak for himself. Sivkot Ches. There is Sarech Yud within Zeh and the Tumah Shem Rashba Hotzi Din Zeh Gemad Aminan and Kufa Medbeis. Rowan as Mino Kilaino, the Hokil, Visha'eno Mino Rabbalov of Mavat, Lamadisim in Mino Lobot, that's a Mephurisha Gemara, and Chum Kufim and Beis. Philodami Klaal says the Shach, Tahosa bin Mino Lab Benos and Tamasur, Chaminon, Rowan as Mino Kilaino, Don is Battle Visha'eno Mino. Yeah. Avil Hocha, Eich Noma Rowan as Eno Mino Kilaino, Sof, Hash the no same time, Bishen Omino. How can you make it disappear? Can I have a sveg of the Raisa? To the Maloya Shishim Venosa Tam. Can you sing Marshal? Yeah? Doesn't understand. If you want to say they never meant it. Of course they meant it. So the Taz explained how they meant it. Let's read it. Taz, please, we read it once before. And I was trying to finish up my Yisod, Tam Kiko Mamish. So I read it this time. So we read it a second time. It's on the Marama comes. And he is Daiti Nira Dira Rajman, the Chonam of Brurin. Tod Armina, the Gemara Salik, Esmina, Vukula, Hanako, Psar Shkut, the Psar Nevela Barot. Yesh Barot of Shishim Negadabos, Psar Nevela the Chut. Hoyal and Alom, and the Mikomako, Psar Shkut, Ye also came and Shum Mino and Mahisu. Uvemino lo mahani bittul b'shishim. I feel like I'm in a cave, says the Gemara. The cave of the ain b'sar shuto Easter elu machmas tarovus achsho. In a salagas mino haheter kiloeno lo yazik lo tarovus kevin shabotul b'shishim or Easter berotev have a Easter command the lesser and kind of feel a b'liyav rashi. That's the Gemara. Im kei who adin mamash l'dida. Why? Shemino bottle bero min haTorah, ve'eino mino b'shishim l'chulei alma, v'nisare b'sar shkutim nevela v'rote, ve'ekan shishim levatel nevela. Maybe, right? Nimtza, sheyesh kan hetel levatel isim b'sar shkuto, mitzad shurov negdo, uve'mino mahani ro min haTorah. Finished. Now sheroi lesser on the mitzad she'ed lo shishim negad isim nisosh nos motam. Zarmina, that's a dindarabon. Zarmina, Chashvina, the road that Kilulonis Arvim and Avela, Kemishikvah, Botla and Avela, Nachashvim, Mino, Avikaman, the Lesay, who they had the Mamish Nevshava Isur, the Gamre, Kedem and Atorah. And the Rabbon, that's me, that's a Shishim Afemino. Okay? Kanchesh, Sophic, Imhoya Shishim, Beheno Mino, Negat Isur, the Epshal Amadal of the Kemish and Ishmach, Mutter, the Shafkinale, the Rice of the Mino Mavatha Barov, and so Shishim, Kevan Shevsha Shere Shishim Be'en Amino, calls it Nokon Be'en Bo Pikpuk. This is so powerful a logic, what I call Tam Kiko Mamish, and the Chazanish screams at the Shach. He says, the Taz is so right. He doesn't understand. He yells at the Shach. The shoe's on the other foot. Other foot. Isn't it amazing how things can turn around? We thought the Shach was 100% right because we tasted, and the Mechaber is a Pella. The Taz says he's defending the Mechaber, and the Chazish says the Shach is a Pella. Shach is a Pella. Shach is a Pella. Wow. Wow. So, yeah. That's an interesting question. So, you know, since we have the Sefer open in front of us, how do I get to? Oh, man. Get me the page. I think it's Kuf Kof Aleph. We have it open already anyway. But we have to say about this. Kuf Kof Aleph. Add 14. 135. That's a good math. Everything else was add 14 pages. Oh, I love the Taz. I'm telling the truth. When I learned this Yom, I didn't know about Megillah Sefer, I didn't know about Chazanish. I just learned myself. It's more dangerous sometimes. But I had this Chiddush. Tom Kikamam, it started with the Chazishir. It went to the Rambam in the Hilchos Chala. Right? Went to Rabbi Nechaim. Something's called Rabbi Nechaim Kohen. Right? We refer to all of them that way. And then I have this Taz. Tom Kikamam. The time is no more chavah than the ikar, and the ikar is bagla barov, because mibim mino is bagla barov. So you taste tafras, you better believe you taste tafras. But the tafras you taste is bagla barov. I realize I'm such. I didn't know how smart I was. Chazanish thinks that the shach is a pella. Do the shach. That things turn. The world turns. Right. Everything's backwards. Yeah. Now, he's discussing a whole different kind of a din, which is a fascinating question. We spoke about it a little bit last week. What happens if you have kazayis shkuta, kazayis nevela, thrown into shishin, and you taste them only because it's because of the kazayis of the shkuta? People go to the supik, he talks about it five different places at least. He then can't get out of the system, this supik. The place is in Zvutta, and then we saw the rise of the Beferish in Zvutta. We had a fancy footwork to maybe defend it, which was a little counterintuitive. I don't go back there right now. Fine. So, he has a very amazing line over here. I want to read this one paragraph. He thinks it's Zvutta. Uve'emes nire, the zeh guf achidish, shechidish rova bin salik, ali rabbi yudah. Let's open the Gemara now. Rabosai, kuf, omen aleph, the last line. Kuf of an alpha last line. Rava Omar. I asked to start Kuf Mebeg, but today was who said it. Rava Omar. Watch this. Afilu Tema, Lokina Misilko, Habi Min Umino Bedavarache. Behold, Min Umino Bedavarache, Salig Esmino Kondabuda. Kimishaino, because that won't help. There's no bit of the roof. Beshaino Mino Adalumavato. What does Rashi say? I feel temple of silk, cut of a silk, the low mitzri, shark, I think it's elemishim, chatilas, heter, kamaisa. The chomim, memino, from the veil of shruta, the double rach, if you go on tablin, the rote, soup. Right? So, mino, the heter, ena, mevatlo, liyser, for low mosifo, see the good no bed. Ela salkeu, kemisha, eno, bikdeirazu, make believe it's not there. Finish you on the veil of Arote, who bought on the veil of Arote, who keep off. Adkan says the Megillah Sefer, what's the Chiddush? It's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? Should we have a Poshet? Yeah? And not only that, Abai Agas and Rava. I gave them my Dhamma. Rava is the last word on Kufa of Rava Abba. But Abai precedes Rava. And he calls a toast that Rabbi disagreed. How can you disagree? Isn't Rabbi obvious? So look what he says. Remarkable. I gotta show you what he says. It's not obvious. Misvara, you can go in either direction. Watch this now. Oh, he didn't push it. Meshub, Mimbe Mina Labatla, Bikobakom, Eina Mina Yavatlenu. Why do it, Sarah, the Saligas Amino, Kemosh Eina? Just leave it there. Vidira, the Bisvaria, Mokum Loma, Kadatha Prima Godim. The Me'ach, every time I boss, Ram Murgosh, Biorokis, Murukov. It's combined. Mitam, Habol, Hakol, Habol. Mitam, Hakolo, Meheta Vyisr. Watch. Vaheter ain't the Kopal of Atlas or Isr. If Cain, Hatam, Misyaches, Gamla Isr. You could have said the Israel like the Prima Gunn. You could have said, they'll come out against Roma. Vafilu be open, Shaheter, who Harbe Yosef, Meho Isr. Vyesh Bekoho, Levad, Lahatim. Here's going on. Kam ken hayam bokol lomar. The me'achad Rabbi Yehuda in the middle of a bottle. The yesh betoch hatam gam gorei shel iser. Yeah. Hatam is yaches gam elov. We could have said, it's not enough for the rota to be 60 times the iser. No. The, can I use a modern term? The heter of mino aids and abets the Yisr. It's an accomplice. It aids and abets the Yisr, right? So you might have said, therefore, you're going to need 60 times the heter as well. That's what the Prima Gunner said. But the Megillah Sefer is saying, you know, he's saying a Chiddush Nifla. Prima Gunner is like a Bayit. You know, that's not a compliment. We don't pass like a Bayit. But still, Abaye, the noise may have held in that direction. Or, in the alternative, Midach Isa, Ishmak Olom Alehepech. The Av She'ein Birokos Levad, Shiel Levad Les Tama Bosa Shal Yisa. Faket, Yeshet Tsarev Aleim Es Mina Bosa Shal Heter. That's what I would have said. Why can the Bosa Shal Heter work to knock out the Bosa Shal Yisa? The Me'acha, the Tam, a Yisr, Mispashen, the Mispazer, got the Mirah Shal Heter. We'll see later on the base, previous on the base, if it spreads into the pot itself can count on Shishin, according to one opinion. Yeah, if it spreads, it spreads. Who knows where it spreads? Yesh Lomar, the Hakol, Mitztav, the Vatlas Tam, a Yisr, Shal Yisr, say Yerokos, the Tam, a Bosa, have Murgash, be Yerokos, who rack with Sirv Tam, Ha Heter. Is that Chidish on the Rabba? Tamin and Salek, who came Pshorah made Beis at Stodmish in his Baal Yael. V'tam Amino shel Heter. Eino mitzitzar of Loli Yisav Loli Heter. K'misha Eino Meiridik. Meiridik. Therefore, k'shiesh Eino Mino Levad, Shio Levad Les Tam, Ha'isir Amino de Tam Amurgash Eino Mino, Misyaches El Ha'heter. V'ein Ha'heter Ma'oris Yisir Kevin Sh'isir Ein Bekochel Levad Ha'atam Se'en Amino. Get to be regarded. Umehidach, she'ain bein amino shield levat nasa iser, lo mitzav bein amino shield amino shield heta levat la iser, and the miyachsim es hatam amurgash gamma la iser, in that sense, kevin she'ain mat imen b'shutfus, what I said before, like an accomplice, partner, and say in amino, for iser ya b'kob levat lahatin, for kol v'reinu nechlolim, b'tzoro, chazanish shof simin chavov. He's elaborating what chazanish is in one line. It's very important. See this important line. Adkan, I'll let you tell you this, the Kuda, right away. That's a Kiddush. That's what Rabbi said. Beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Gevaldik. 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 Oh. Fine. Then he goes to the Rajma. Let's go to the next page. There's no way I can do that myself. You have to... teach me.
And you can hit the X on top right.
Oh, is it X?
Top right, yeah.
X, yeah.
And then next one.
X and then next. Okay, see that? Two easy steps. Okay. The Taz, the Yehuda Chazanish, thank you. Mekaimim Divri Arashbo, Chazanish E Lintos Nidvarov, the Avshem Murgash Tam Bein Omino, Hare also Tam Murgo Meisu Veheter Ruba Shal Heter. My words. Tam ki gemamish. Vare im osan atamim when it's sub mifnei asman bekli him with them in a Torah. Right? Let's say you had these two alone and they got thrown into a blender and they're now just one big mish. The majority was sarhet, the minority was the minority can eat it. Came with the rubish will have it. And can gam shem buluim b'davar acher u'murgash tamam yesh lahatim. They in a minu rak kikli shatamim in the tzor mesocho. Chazanish says, this is obvious. Harash lo yitzor lumas tino mea din shem buluim b'gumar desalik shel harash u yosef pushet mea sa buluim b'gumar. The Chazanish, the Rishach screams and yells. The Gemara is right and the Rishach is wrong. He says, no, the Gemara is right and the Rashi is wrong. The Chazanish, the Rashi got without the Gemara. It's pushed. Screams and yells. Now the shoe's on the other foot. How are we going to defend the Shach? Give him out. The Gemara is a Chiddush, we just saw a minute ago. Tama Yisra Mugash Be'am Tzor Sehetter, Ve'am Malkam Loma Da'hetter Ma'orer Esa'isa, the Prima Gadim said. But if this tier of the Rashba that didn't push it, she is the butler bro over at the Akad Rav. No. So what are we going to do? So the Shach is there. Ulai, what's the Shach? The Metzir Shal the Rashba, what he's saying, Hari Mugash Tama Isa Be'en Omino, listen carefully, the Bil Adov, Hayatam Cholosh Yoser, who Mechazik Es Atam, V'chozik hatam hu akarosa shalism. A very way, a good way to defend the Shach. He's saying like this. He's saying that yamin umino she'en umino. He's saying what happened over here? Why is it treif? Because the mino don't say that the mino of Isser is butl in the Eino Mino in the Mino Shalhetu passing as Rabbi Yudah. Don't say that. Say Fakert. Say that the time of the Heter Mino is Murgosh. What means Murgosh? You're tasting the time of the treif. No! The time, the treif alone wasn't powerful enough, wasn't big enough to give taste to the soup, to the vegetables. So what enabled the soup to taste from meat? Dafka the time of the Mino Shel Heter. So it turns it around in the Chazanish. You Chazanish say what I said. Tam ki gamash. If you mix the whole thing up in a dish, put it into a blender. And I have one blender full of this whole mix max of two units of trefi meat and 3 units of kosher meat. Mixed all into a blender that you can eat with the raisa. That's true, he says. But here it's worse. Why is it worse? Because the 2 units of treif in this big soup would have been unrecognizable. Now that it got together with the 3 units of kosher, those 3 units of kosher meat enable the conglomerate of meat to be tasteable in the soup. That's the pshat. So,
wait, isn't it not a conglomerate of meat though? Because we're talking about mino ve eino mino.
No, the case of what's the Mechaber's case? Let's read it. Look at the Mechaber again. What do you say? Read it again one more time. V'yimisared v'mino v'she'eno mino. Okay. V'nishbach. We're not sure. There's shishim in the eno mino against the b'sar yisur. We know it's majority of het there. Romach eno mino kile eno. Asher abel b'vatlo. We said tam ki gamash. What will the Shach say? No. The Chazanish is correct. If you put it into a blender, you could eat the whole thing. No problem. But over here, there were two units of Isser, 3 units of Heter, and we're not sure on Me'er V'Yeshrim. They tell you, oh, I wish you had Me'er V'Yeshrim, Me'er V'Yeshrim. If it's more than Me'er V'Yeshrim, then the two is Batul B'Shishim. Unless not, doesn't matter the level of Daraisa Chazanish, the two and the three together became Heter. So who cares? Say no. It's true if you had those 2 or 3 in the blender, total of 5 units. We'd say you can eat that what do you call it? Chopped meat. You can have the hamburgers made from this stuff. It's all blended together. That's true. But that's not what happened. What happened was, the 2 units of heta of isa, the 3 units of heta, got mixed into 100-something units of soup. It's only thanks to the 3 units of heter that energize the 2 units of iser to make the meat tasteable in the soup.
Can Rebbe, instead of calling it just heter and iser, give a name of what it is and
meat.
Then plug that?
Meat.
Both of them are meat. So
meat, both are meat.
The word of the Shulchan Aruch, meaning what was mixed into a mixture of mino and eno.
It's two pieces of meat.
So how is that a mino and eno mixture? Didn't we say
no? No. This Arab amino. Meat got mixed in with meat. And then subsequently, it falls. The whole thing falls into water. And then...
Amino, mishaino, amino, is meat with meat?
No.
Right.
It's Arab amino, that's meat and meat. And then the meat and meat fell into water. That's the case of the rabbit. Meat and meat are together.
That's the case.
And then the 2 pieces of meat fell into a pot of water, and it's 100-something units. We're not sure if it spilled out, it was 120. Odd Meviash would be a problem. You take today, you look more than Meviash. The doctor's getting better. You'll be on Meviash. Go beyond Meviash, and then it stands above the Meshishim.
It's 2 steps, not 1 step.
Well, you want to chronologically?
Yeah.
It could all happen together, it's a question. I don't want to go into that right now. It's a sugya of Rowan and the Sefer Avodah Zarah. Let's just gloss over that for the moment. Then we'll get to it. Maybe one day, but that's not counting about it even first. So the kids are nimrits, so he defends the shach, and he does defense one more time. Why? The bill adov, it's not for the 3 units of meat, which is mutter, it would not have been discernible in the soup. So it's through the chozik atam, the accomplice, the aiding and abetting of the 3 units of hetadik and meat that enable the 2 units of hetadik and meat to be noticeable. So therefore, he suggests in pshat that that is what the nature of the isra is according to the shach, and that's why the chazanish is not correct. That's what the Megillah Sefer says over here, to defend, ironically, to defend the shach against the counteroffensive, how to say it? The counteroffensive of the Chazon Ish. That's what he says. That's what he says. A chiddush. That's what he says. I think, say a little bit differently. What did Rebbe Olin say? What did Rebbe Olin say? Rebbe Olin says that, if I understand him correctly, that don't focus so much on the original Issa. We are focused on the original Israel. No! I'll use the expression, it's a shame chodosh. It's a new shame chodosh, which is not get malchus, and it's called tam kihikar. That's a shame chodosh. And this shame chodosh is impervious to the bittul berov of the original Israel. If you go with the original Israel, I call tam kihikar mamish, then I think the Chazon Ish is right, and the Taz is right, and the Mechav is right, and the Rashba is right. And despite the protestations of the Shach and his whole group, Marashal, etc., agreed. Leave out his defense. I have a different defense. The Shach holds that the Rimi Orleans, I don't mean literally, we're not passing, we don't get Malchus these days, but a principle of the Rimi Orleans, that is a new Shem Yisr. This Shem Yisr, whenever you taste Isser, is an Isser without Malchus. Don't bother me with what the original. The original doesn't work. The original is only discussing, Rabbo say what? It's discussing what the original is, Batul, it's not Batul, a hidden, a hair, a hua, you get Malchus, is that? Forget everything now. There's a new Shem. The new Shem is, whatever tastes like treif is also for the Malchus. Don't, the Bittul doesn't even enter the picture. Because Bittul is discussing the original. Forget the original. The original is blown up. It doesn't exist anymore. There's a new Shem Yisr. And this Shem Yisr, we don't even talk about Bittul. We start the shiur, we talk about the Bittul with certain ratios that we shall talk about. As if we're Bikin Echaz Pras. And then we're talking now about Bittul Barov and Bittul Mishim. Forget Bittul. Don't discuss Bittul at all. There's a Shem Chodosh. The Shem Chodesh is a new din of Tam Kihikar, which is impervious to the issue of Bittul completely. We're not discussing the original. That's why there's no Malchus. There's never Malchus. Yeah, we mentioned last earlier. The answer to the Rabbi Ki Vegas Kasha is the Rimeolins will agree when you have the original Mamushes there and you eat enough of it or some of it, you get Malchus. That's the more of a Zvachim Dafayim Ches. That proves this. That has to be true. His whole discussion is talking about a new Shem. And it could be, Rabbi Osai, and I don't want to mix and match to make it more sheep than we already have, but now the seven. If you look at my Sefer, I think I come up with nine, which would be with my, I count to 11. If you throw in the Prima God, the Rad, and the Rash, I don't know if I counted over there. I don't want to get people mixed up too much. But that's a key question over here. What's Pratatam Ki Iker? Is it the Iker itself, which makes it Usher? And you can suggest Tam Ki Iker Mamish, Chazanish, and Taz, etc., the Rashba. Or no, it's a Shem Chodosh. And the Shem Chodosh is a separate issue, nothing to do with the original Mamashis. Who cares? There's no Bittul. Bittul is out of context. And as we said, Shah Rabbi Olin's, they can both be true. There could be the case where there's Mamashis where he would agree with Malchus. And in the case of his only time, no Mamashis, where there's new Shem Chodosh. So the Shah screams, there's a new Shem Chodosh. And when it comes to Shem Chodosh, the Taz is wrong and the Chazan Ish is wrong, they're all wrong. Not because of his, I don't like his Svar so much. Aiden, the bed, and compass. I thought my Svar is better. It's a Shem Chodosh. Kane Relief. Now we have only 1 minute in the Shir. I just want to introduce the Ramon and Sibbeis, which will be tomorrow's Shir. And I hope tomorrow maybe it starts Sifalaf. I really have to move. But, so you should look at Sifalaf for tomorrow's Shir. Tomorrow, I think it's tomorrow or Sunday schedule. Yom Tov. What's Yom Tov? 11:30 Shir. Okay, fine. Look at the Ramon. Linen min bemino azlina basa shmo. Imushava havi min bemino. Avalo azlina basa tama imushava olo. You know, you don't even have to look at the Shavuot to know he's going to start to go arois for the Caleb. He's not going to believe this. It's impossible. Impossible. It can't be. You're tasting treif. What are you dreaming of? A cup of shmo. As the Gemara about the Zorba shmo. That the Shach is going to say only when it's talking about unique case where it's not Bavdol B'Shishim. But Mashu, for whatever reason, it's in the Mino, whatever they're discussing. Rare cases. You don't find Shema in classical Sukkot Sea of Tamki. You never find it. The Shach screams and yells. Here, it's going to be a little bit harder to defend the Rabbah, I think. I think so. I think we feel that the Mechaber, okay, Rabbah requires a little bit more Hezber. That'll be the first part of the Marashir. And Beli Neder, Beli Shvubi Kabbalah Balev, the second part of tomorrow she goes to me at Sif Aleph. And we'll continue Sif Aleph on Tuesday and Wednesday. And Thursday is the Chazara. The Chazara will not include Sif Aleph. Chazara will be only on Sif Beis. Okay. Leave that.
Are
you going
to get
Mama Kamos
for
Sif Aleph? Yeah.
Hour?
Yes, you will.
Okay.
I hope that'll be ready by tonight. I sent the column. He types it. Does someone else want to type it? Does someone else want to type it? That would be it. Oh, the Rabbi Shem?
Match up.
Show me some other time.
Huh?
Show me tomorrow. I'm not going away.
He says that he's a drama. It's a Mishnah Lamelech.
Oh, yeah?
If Yeager didn't know the Mishnah that I said Ramah, if he only thought it was Mishnah Ramah, so he argued on the Mishnah Ramah. And he said it's the Hashkacha, he didn't know it's Ramah, so he could tell us what he thinks.
Okay. The only owner. I feel like I'm much wiser than those called to Rakula to make these comments. I can't make these comments. I hope it's such a magic. Okay.